Let them that are happy talk of piety. He that would work his adversary woe must take no account of laws. Euripides. You're finally awake. I was getting impatient. I had considered waking you earlier, but you need your rest before we begin.
What? Why am I here? What do you want? Let me go!
Relax, son. You aren't going anywhere quite yet. If you play nice, we all get to go home and live another day. We're just going to have a little chat for now. You're restrained, so I have your complete attention.
Does this have something to do with my father? He won't pay your ransom if that's what you're hoping for.
Don't be ridiculous. If this was about your father, he'd be in that chair, not you.
Let me go, please. I haven't done anything. I'll listen to whatever you want to say, but please, let me go.
No, I don't believe I will. Let me tell you a story. It will pass the time and perhaps prepare us both for the coming events. Not that you have many choices, considering your current position. You can yell and scream if you wish. Nobody will hear you. I prefer it if you didn't, though, and just make this night longer for both of us. The man's calming, deep voice apparently had little effect on soothing the restrained young man. Sometimes the boys believed him when he said they wouldn't die. Sometimes the fear was just too much. Didn't really matter. The outcome would be the same. This entitled young man from a wealthy and powerful family was different. He responded with anger, indignation. He would learn before this night was done. If you kill me, my parents will never stop hunting you. Do you know who I am? I am Jeremiah Winston. My father is a senator. They will pay the world's best investigators to track you down. The government will get involved. You've made a big mistake. If you hurt me and let me live, I'll go to the cops. Listen, if you let me go right now, no harm is done. I won't say a word. I won't go to the cops. Any other way you play this, you're screwed. Just let me go, please? I won't say a word, I promise.
No, young man. You won't say a word. You're not my first, you know. The ones that live never talk. The ones that have taken the easy way out and taken their own lives only leave questions behind. I guess they couldn't handle the guilt, or they couldn't deal with their punishment. It's hardly my fault. My organization has rules, you know. The punishment fits the crime. We based our system on the law of Talion. It's what you would call an eye for an eye. Before this night is done, you'll sit there, confess your crime, tell me the whole story, be judged, punished, and get on with your life, such as it is. My hope, no, my plan, is for you to live a long life, remembering this day, and remembering why it happened. The monotone, unemotional chill in the man's voice was more terrifying than any threat could have been to the young man. The wild look in his eyes betrayed his continued bravado.
You're a fucking piece of shit. I'm not saying anything. I didn't do anything wrong. You have the wrong guy or something. Shit, I don't even know what you're talking about. When I get out of here, my dad is going to track you down and destroy you.
Ah. It's a problem with young men like you. You think you can negotiate, deny, walk away from evil. Guess what? Sometimes, every once in a while, walking on the dark side has a price. It comes back to you and demands its due, which is where the story I intended to tell you begins. I'm sick of hearing your voice, so I'm going to continue my story. And if you speak again, even once, while I'm talking, I'm going to put a ball gag in your mouth so deeply you choke on your own tongue. Do you understand?
Fuck you.
Glad we've come to an understanding. There's a legend from back in the early days of Sicily during the Norman invasion of 1061. The French stormed their towns, looted their treasures, subjugated their people, raped their women, and acted like the animals they were. In the neighborhoods, the roaming gangs of thugs would burst into homes,
pull out women and girls and rape them in front of their husbands, brothers, and neighbors. Granted, it was a brutal time, and it wasn't the first time Sicily had been conquered. They should have been used to it, known what to expect. For some unknown reason, the people of one particular neighborhood finally had enough. In secret, they formed a group to offer protection and vengeance at a moment's notice. It became known to the Normans that this particular neighborhood was not a good place to hunt. There were plenty of other, less dangerous hunting grounds, plenty of other women that weren't protected. Shake your head if you know where this is going. No? The state of education in America is pathetic. They never teach people to think, project, or understand subtext. Not your fault, I guess. I was just hoping you were a little more abstract. Don't worry. I'll paint the picture for you and use small words. Other neighborhoods followed, learned, defended. There were never protracted battles, never face-to-face meetings, but they tracked the Normans down that had hurt their women, hunted them, singled them out, isolated them, and extracted the revenge one by one. Although the Normans continued their war, maintained their control, eventually they quit brutalizing the women of Sicily. The price was too high. They had managed to civilize the barbarians to some extent. These men gave themselves a name that exists to this day and still strikes terror into people's souls. They moved beyond protection and now are nothing like their origin. But even 1,000 years later, nobody dares touch their women. They called themselves Figlia Mia, or My Daughter, which later became Mafia, or the Mafia. You're part of the Mafia. The Mafia has no problem with me. If you're looking to pressure my father, good luck. He'd rather I wasn't alive anyway. He'll just use my disappearance to get more votes. You're out of luck, so you can kiss my fucking ass. I thought I told you not to talk. I'm a man of my word. Now I'm going to have to take action. I hope you understand. Actions have consequences, you know. I'm going to give you an option. Open your mouth while I gag you, or I'm going to stun you until your jaw drops open and you're drooling all over that nice shirt. It's your choice. The young man, handcuffs behind his back and legs duct taped to the chair, had no chance. Fighting would be pointless. You could see it in his eyes. The bravado was leaving. The reality of his situation was setting in. Opening his mouth, accepting the ball gag between his lips, hoping for the best, hoping not to choke. He was surprised by the odd care and gentleness of the older man. It was simple, matter of fact, like putting a book back on a shelf, and like someone pouring a glass of water. There was no emotion, no anger, no reason to get excited. Maybe this would turn out okay. Maybe it wouldn't be too bad. Where was I? Oh, yes. Mafia. No, I'm not part of the Mafia at all. That was just background. Color, if you will. Here's where we come in, you and I. 18 years. No, 19 years. My, how time flies. My sweet, innocent, loving daughter. She wanted to be a writer, a poet, to change the world with her words and her heart. I won't be sharing my personal life with trash like you. But let's just say she was quite seriously taken advantage of during her early years in college. She was a tough girl, knew how to protect herself, was smart, beautiful, but slightly innocent and naive. She was an easy target, almost irresistible to a predator. You could read it in her trusting, caring eyes. You could see it in her posture, in her walk. She was a sheep being thrown to the wolves. Initially, she tried to do the right thing. Went to the police, went to the college, went to a lawyer. But as these things so frequently turn out, the man in question didn't even get a slap on the hand. In fact, he even kept his job, his wife, his family. He was my first, you know. I practiced on him just to make sure I could go through with all of this. I figured if I couldn't extract vengeance on him, then I wouldn't be able to follow through with anyone. I found it easier than I'd expected. It was easy. The things I did to that man were just, fair, and gave me a sense of completion and justice. It was also educational. I found out how much a man could take physically and psychologically. I also learned you couldn't go too far. He escaped the lifetime of fear, punishment, and misery I had planned for him. He couldn't handle the shame, the embarrassment, the inability to sleep at night. It was the dreams, if I had to guess. I doubt it was the guilt of his crimes. It's unlikely he felt any remorse at all for what he had did to my daughter. But the memories of what I did to him and the shame of exposure was too much for him to bear. His own children found him in his office, his brain splattered on the wall. I didn't mean for that to happen. There was no way I could have known he'd kill himself. No child should pay for the sins of their father. His selfish, pathetic nature ended up not only ruining my daughter's life, but that of his own wife and children. They'll live with that image in their minds for the rest of their lives. I thought for a bit that I might have gone insane after my daughter killed herself. I wouldn't have thought myself capable of those acts. I'm a civilized man, after all. Then I realized that this was a calling, a mission. My daughter's death had a reason and a purpose. She was the sacrifice needed to create what I am today. And the suspension of morals was necessary to succeed. I wasn't going insane at all. It's people like you that are truly insane. I'm simply the leash that keeps your inner demon at bay. Some people believe in the power of remorse and recovery. Several of my colleagues think you boys can be saved. In my experience, it's better to be safe than sorry. I'd rather just keep control of you. Less room for error. If you ask me, it's the people that make excuses for people like you that are insane. How does saving you end up helping women like my little girl? My daughter ended up overdosing on Valium and booze. I thought that to be ironic, really. A girl that wanted to do nothing but share her dreams dies in her sleep. I like to assume she just drifted off and never woke up. She deserved that peace. She deserved to live, but she couldn't deal with what had been done to her. Once the rumor mill started, there's just no hiding, no ignoring, no way to avoid the attention and move on with your life. Having to relive the experience day after day, hearing other people talk and make judgments, she simply couldn't see an end, a way to escape the story. It's a strange and cruel twist of fate that the things that happened in the dark so frequently end up in the light to be shared with anyone with the curiosity to look, but without the enough integrity to find out the truth. I'm not alone in my quest for justice. I found others along the way. Mostly women. Victims, ones that don't want to be victims. A few fathers, but our numbers are growing. It's a logistical nightmare trying to organize a secret organization. I had no idea. We work it out, though. It's important work that we do. We even started a preventative group. We're now catching men in the act, before they go too far, before they've had the opportunity to hurt anyone. We have protection teams and undercover girls in several areas. We're quite the growing enterprise. It's surprising we've done so well. It's not like I can print t-shirts or run a recruiting booth at a mall. I'm rambling. I find it's getting harder to stay focused these days. I need to explain the process to you before we begin. You need to understand what's expected of you. I'll be giving you one chance to tell the truth, and I will be recording it. The whole story, all of the facts, all of the details. I already know most of them. And if you lie or choose not to speak, you'll automatically be assumed guilty. And your punishment will be appropriate. Of course, I'll need to move it up a notch just to be sure you understand that lying is also a sin I will not tolerate. My organization has standardized punishments based both on your acts and your remorse. If you have any remorse, that is. The most minor is exposing you to your family, friends, loved ones, and the public. The most severe? You don't want to know. Shake your head if you're following me so far. Ah, good boy. When I remove your gag, you'll begin to tell me what happened, in your own words. You have no need to fight this process. You've already been found guilty. This is just a sentencing hearing. You will talk, tell me everything, and I will say nothing. This is your only chance to tell your side of the story and plead for mercy. I think you'll find it cathartic once you begin. They say a confession is good for the soul. We'll keep this video of your confession for all time.
and will be released to the public if you ever consider talking about us to anyone. You will be ruined, destroyed. No woman will ever come near you again. Your own family will disavow you. Your own father, the senator, will disown you. When you are done, the video will be turned off. You'll be gagged, and we will watch the video together as I contemplate your fate. I will remove your headset and inform you of your punishment. If I decide on something minor, then I'll handle it here and now. If not, I'll leave, and someone else will arrive shortly to work with you. Do you understand the rules of this? You have no choice, no control of the situation. You can do nothing but sit there and accept what is about to happen, what is happening, what is going to happen. Sort of the same way you treated, what was her name? Cynthia? Cindy? Ah, yes, Cindy with a Y. These new spellings are so confusing sometimes. I see the realization in your eyes. The fear. The denial. You're trying to decide if you can lie your way out of this. Remember, I already know you're guilty. This is simply a sentencing hearing. We know the facts. We know the story. We know everything. This opportunity is actually for you. A chance to cleanse your soul and repent. This is your one chance to say it out loud and understand what you've done. We are much more lenient on those that show remorse, and quite brutal on those who don't. Know this and be judged. Sweet child, forgive me for this. I do these atrocious acts for you, you know that. You forgave them and blamed yourself. I can't forgive these men, boys, really. I can't even forgive them, can't ever forgive them for taking my child. I won't let them take anyone else's.